Man. It's exactly 8 minutes past 9 o'clock, and welcome back to the Thought and Digest Show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening. Wherever you're finding yourself, I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock. And I'll be having a very touchy, relatable conversation tonight. And like I always tell you guys that, you know, for me, I would love to always talk about something, always have a discussion with you guys about something that you can like really relate to, you know, or story hanje ni okoro ranje, chike. The conversation, man, that I'm always trying to have is something that if you didn't hear it somewhere, then you're going through it something. Or you at least have seen it somewhere. You get what I'm saying? So, TikTok is really helping me. TikTok have been helping me lately with choosing topics because it's quite tricky. I think it was somewhere on Wednesday, because I was so caught up with my life. But then Wednesday, and then I remembered, oh, damn, I've got work on Saturday, but what am I really going to talk about? Because I feel like I've spoken about almost everything that people deal with on a daily, you get what I'm saying? And then I was like, oh, damn, what topic can I talk about? What can I talk about on Saturday? And then I was like, oh, you know, TikTok got me because, I mean, that's where the type of content that it gives me is, you know, things that I always would love to talk about. I would love to, you know, like bring here so we can just have a discussion about it. Lately, and also I had a friend, I spoke to a friend the very same Wednesday that was struggling with the topic. I spoke to a friend, Salimi Gerard. Shout out, I'm definitely gonna bring her here so she tells a story one day. And she called me for the very first time in a very long time to really just update me, because she was a girl that would always, you know, like update me on how her healing journey is going, you know, because she's a victim of child, how must I put it, you know, she dealt with toxic parents in her life, you know, and she's a victim. She went through so much, she had been on her journey for so long, and then she recently started an amazing movement that happens almost every Saturday in Oshakati, and it's called Salimi Gera Foundation. And you know, hetechidane in a school shashi narcissistic people or parents or just those abusers and siblings, those ones, you know, I think the topic, because, you know, like every Saturday, I used to go there whenever I get a chance on Saturday. But then, you know, like she always tries to, you know, like find the topic. Like, what do you guys want us to discuss next Saturday? You know, what are you guys going through? What are you guys seeing in your environments? What's happening at home? What did you go through as a child and stuff like that? And then people suggested rejection that day. And she's a girl that apparently went through rejection when she was young. She went to, you know, when you're down, you know that whole life of, you know, like life after graduation, right? People tend to, you know, like speak about life after school so much and how hectic it is. But then I feel like somehow, somewhere they really forget how hectic it also gets, you know, life after graduation without a job, you know. You know, so you graduate and then, you know, like you have to now, you have to come back home. And that's the thing that happened with her, you know. And then, you know, she's been, you know, like looking for a job here and there. And that's where now the whole thing started. And but she was quite big because she did that after graduation. And at the time that she got pregnant, she was still working, side hustle and whatnot, but not necessarily the job that she started for. And then, okanoka agapiti mo mamakero kamwe kaniko chiponga na imani, you know, when she now finished with when she finished with when she was having the job, you know, she was supposed to get a job somewhere in China, and then something happened with her documents, and then something went wrong with the documents, so it didn't go through anymore. So it was now back to square one, and that's when the whole thing started, and the whole rejection and everything. It was chaos, you know, that was really happening in her life at the time. But then now that day, because now she started with that foundation that she recently started with, you know, Shakati, she told her story, you know, because she was not telling her story to shame anybody, you know, because, you know, when you don't know anything about these things, it's so quick to be like, yeah, but she's just your mother. But, hello. It's so easy to say that if you never went through that. I can remember the very first time that I met this lady. I was supposed to go do a show with her. Co-hosting a Maldini. And then I think something happened, and then she jumped on, and that's how I met her. And then when she started telling me her stories, because I'm that girl, and the strangers are so open with me. You know, we can just meet right now, and then we just gel, and then you start telling me your stories already, and that's how it started. And the first day when she told me her story, I was kind of like, also because I never went through things like that before. You know, I was judging him, and I was like, "Ay, okanambira kakena mika, hey, okanambira kano stray, okanambiri hakarumbura kakuruni." You get what I'm saying? Until I went through the same thing, and I was like, "Yeah, now I understand." You know, so yeah, man, she made a video about it, and then it went viral on TikTok because she was just telling a story what exactly happened, and people came for her in the comment section. You know, it's those ones that are always like, "Yeah," those ones that never went through those things are so quick to judge, you know. And yeah, man, she called me on Wednesday, and then she told me how things are going, what really happened now regarding the whole video that she posted and stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, ne? And then I can remember she said something very powerful, that Mina, right now I'm fully healed, and with everything, because I mean, somehow, somewhere, she ended up getting in a fight again. And a physical one, but then they started arguing, man. Ochaketa natango o maipumo mumo with the brothers and the mother, and you know, like, so it was a whole thing. But then with her, it was coming from a place where it even be like, it was so funny to her, because you know, when you are healed, you say whatever you wanna say, because now you know you are healed, and because now they get triggered, they will obviously come for you. And obviously, because when it took you so much to heal from whatever you went through, it's so easy for you to clap back, but then you're not clapping back from a place of anger or anything like that, you know. Naturally, mongodohe monoto tumo message trying to clap back or answer whatever they're saying, you're busy laughing, bro, because you're fully healed. And I'm like, yeah, man, when will we ever get to a point where, because I mean, I'm low-key really getting exhausted of hearing about the same things, you know. Every now and then, you go on TikTok, everybody is dealing with narcissistic parents, every other person is dealing with abusive, toxic parents, toxic siblings, and all of that. And I know it's happening. I've been there, I've done that. But then when will we ever, you know, get out of the self-pity loop and just fully heal and move on with some other things? You know, because it's also reminding me of an interview. Obviously, I'm not going to name drop, but then it's something that I also, you know, like, spoke about. There's an interview that was happening, you know, and I watched it fully, and it's how... And I know, like, a lot of people that are listening right now are like, yeah, it's so easy for you to say that because you are... Bruh, Mina, I know those things, you know? But I never chose to be like, ah, pafineshe, andini mwane, pafandini ngine ngini ne, pafandika ike ndini mewumbo muno ngenge, ngwe na shita ningi nje tatatke kuchota kashurira peni, na adhipa nje pwano. Nah, fam. But there's an interview that I watched of how... this lady, you know, was going on about, you know, how she had been scammed by her manager, because mind you, she's a musician, right? How she had been scammed by the manager, how the dad that used to be a breadwinner, you know, like passed on, and how the sister doesn't want her anymore and all of that and all of that. And she's like, nah, you know, because now she's even like, nah, but when people see me around right now, they're like, but why are you like that? You look so bad. You look so crusty. You look so old. Why do you look like that? And then her answer was like, no, but what do you guys want me to do? What do you guys expect me to do if I'm going through things like this? But I'm just like, this shouldn't be, you know, like, they shouldn't define you. Your problems or whatever you went through and all of that should not define you to put you or place you in a self-pity room or corner, and you choose now to stay there forever and be like, I don't have anything else. From then, where to, bro? Eh? There was a time I was going through it and everything was happening and I couldn't see any light in the room, you know, but I knew, man, something was obviously, but then it was obviously not gonna come if I stayed there to be just like, what must I do? I never chose to stay in a room like that. I was like, you know, for me to think properly and just clear, you know, so I can also start with my healing journey and all of that, let me just, you know, like, move out of this place. Let me move out of this place and see, you know, what life still has in store for me. Because this cannot be me. This cannot be my life. You know, and today, when I found my topic and I found what I wanted to talk about. And then today on TikTok, I'm busy scrolling. And then I saw a song and I even saved it on my phone. Let me quickly just check. And it was like, it is literally talking about what I want to talk about tonight. You know, that when will we ever heal and just move on with our lives? You know, because, I mean, life is so hectic already. We're already dealing with a whole lot of things. And we can't mix all those things and be like, yeah, but now that my mom is very abusive and whatnot. Whoever is, you know, like, went through things like that. Because we did, bro. We went through things like that, bro. It was that hectic, dog, you know? And people are so easy to be like, but you don't understand. My G, I understand. It's the same thing that I was talking about. There was a day that I was talking about, I think I spoke about addiction. So I spoke about addiction that day. It was my topic and it's how people came for me. But do you really understand what addiction, like, do you know what it means to be addicted to something? And it's just those words, those things, man. You know, you guys are so, it's a whole thing of like, you are holding on to, you get what I'm saying? It's the same thing as, you know, like, you now graduated and you've been home for so many years and you're like, nah, I'm a whole degree hand. I can't, you know, like, sell fat cakes. I can't do this. I can't that. Because now, whatever you guys say, you know, like, and you're holding on to that. And years are going, my G, and you are starving, and you are broke, and at the age of 25, and you're still asking for $5 or $20 to go buy pets as a girl. You know, it's that hectic, and it's simply because you are holding on to the whole thing of like, and whatnot, and you're literally holding on to that, and you sit there at home, and. So I fully understand when it comes to, you know, like, abuse, you know, like toxic parents and all of that. I fully do understand, but then children give you a reason to stay there and stay in that self-pity mood forever or mode forever. You can't stay there for so long. So there's a song that just got released. I don't know when, but then I'm definitely gonna play this on YouTube right now before I get into now the tips that I'm going to give you, the ones that you really need to comply to if you would love to start with your healing journey. because that's where it starts. You know, you are no longer coming from a place of anger. You are no longer blaming your parents to be like, now the reason I'm in a situation like this is because I've been abused emotionally and mentally by my parents or by my family and all of that. We really need to fully heal and focus on some other things, bro. I don't want in 3 months to come, I don't want to go on social media and I'm scrolling and I'm still hearing the same stories and whatnot. We need to heal and move on. And also at the very end of the day, there was a day I low-key spoke about it, but then it wasn't really something that I was talking about the day. It wasn't a whole topic that I had for the day. It's just something that you pick up, I think. And this is what I said, that at the very end of the day, we are trying to look for the causes as to why, you know, maybe we are victims of, you know, like, emotional and mental, abuse. Like, why are we victims of emotional and mental abuse from our parents? I was also trying to, like, really look as to why, leads the parents now to abuse their kids emotionally and mentally, you know. And what I said was, or what I feel, or what I think when it comes to that, I feel like back in the days, right, because our parents, us, the generation, you know, we're the generation that have got names for these things, you know, mental health or mental abuse or sanity or whatsoever, depression and all that, was never, they didn't even have names for these things back in the days. You know, I mean, my parents are born in the 60s, and obviously, I know back then, you know, it was bad. So I don't think it was really guidance to be like, hello, Helena Gengo wazi koskora otoka sanje koskora ukale hozipino dhana we munjira ka tozi kokuyele tokako pita kidilo no. There was no let's talk, my child, let's sit down and talk. And kanino boy have gone and shungi no kulika pali ke ngengi toni mochima oto them ngangi nwara no ngi munine na koko chigundo tokala me ngumbino lala mangi ngobedo kadimomo chigundo. So I know it was it was that hectic, you know, and obviously they made peace with it. Our grandmothers and our grandfathers probably treated our parents like that simply because they felt like it was okay. Oh, hiko ngaro hokweta nukonjira. You know, shashingaro ngingi hota ngwini wengi hodhengwa ngingi honingwa chike wato runduka. You know, so it was okay to run now and now and now and now. You are very stupid. You are what? You are what? Mina, you can't say I'm stupid. Like, as my mom, you can't call me stupid, right? You can't call me stupid because one thing about me, I'll be like, Ngini mehrena? What thing in Endurum Tamono? Am I stupid, you know? So, but it was okay back in the days for maybe our grandmothers to say those things to them. And you can go to bed. Reality of human nature is emotions, where feelings we do feel. And obviously, after saying all those things to a person, what or how they are going to feel, obviously they will feel some type of way. But you cannot cry because it's not allowed. You can't show emotion. You cannot even answer. You can't say your opinions. You can't question nothing. Everything is in order. You obviously have to stick to that. So it was that hectic. But you can't even say Shamo oheri hadenge ino tirasho mea penipenim omei hagatirwashu usiku. They were not giving reasons to these kids. They were never saying, aye, meumbi hamu ya kwa shashi A, B, C, and D will happen. Shamike! Dewi yaga mo meumbu. Shamike and dewi yaga mo meumbu mo madhiwa yenga hamoni wike the next morning kucha. Ware, pita
man. Wapitira nukuli kwa kahero hea, kwa kamangwa hea, kakuni ya kupitira hui, ukwazi wa maithi hahele ni fimbolo ngura. You are in trouble, my sister. It was never a thing of like, be very careful with boys, you know. Don't do that. Shashi, boys who, you know, like, give you mategereros, and then at the very end of the day, you are just 17 years old, and then if you fall pregnant, you in for it, my sister. Mind you, we are already taking care of you, so who is gonna take care of your child? So it was never, no explanation. No, nothing like that. Shama madhiwa ya hadhika kwa kamangwa huyo nguro nene. Karike uchikucha. Openo kuchapaka. It will be like, eh? Itachichuaka. Those words that I can't say on air right now. You know them very well. Aunga shakuru niyo nana. Akurupe kutuko mnungino. Ay, otoyato chunaka. Otoya to chuna mwameme. Ndeo madhoha hadhuwa kwa wakafa mkwa hui. Ouno kuro mboro ano kapereki. Ndito mbwa ane kuchaa. Helena to kwa fendro bilme kumbo mungino za moe. Shashingi angwazi munoele. Oyini mawategire rambi. They don't explain. They don't say nothing. Shashi pa venga meungandi ya kamwike. Shashi kanji kucho problema. You know? Why is the problem? Why are you telling me I must not sneak out of the house? You get what I'm saying? So yeah, man. I think it was
at my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted
right
before,
like
good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
There's nothing that you can do.
ShopRite is celebrating 35 years in Namibia. Thank you for your loyalty. You couldn't have done it without you. Join us for amazing birthday specials across the store. From groceries to household essentials and more. It's a way of giving back. Pay just 18.99 Namibian dollars for 500 grams an hour or must be at 16.99 Namibian dollars for 2 liters Pepsi, Miranda, or 7-Up Gold Ring. ShopRite, 35 years of value you can trust.
Donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
So I really don't think, you know, like mental health or anything, sanity being taken care of was a thing back in the days. So yeah, man, and I think for the parents right now, reasons as to why we are now going through the same things, but then at least we are now the woke generation that, you know, like found words for these things, found how bad it is, found the consequences, you know, like of these things. And the parents are angry right now. They went through so much trauma. They carried there their whole lives. And right now, because it was okay, it was so okay with them back in the days, they're just doing what they can do. If I went through something like this, you know, like if my mom could say things like this to me, then why can't I say it to my daughters and sons and my kids, you know, not necessarily knowing that you are just breaking them. But you don't know anything about mental health. You know nothing about depression. You know nothing about sanity. You know nothing about emotional abuse. You know nothing about trauma. You don't know nothing about those things. You know, and there's a conversation that I was even having with that friend of mine. I was like, but what do you think could be the causes to why we are all victims and we are all dealing with these things and we are all complaining about the same things right now? You know? And she was like, yeah, man, it was so okay for the grandmothers, for our grandparents to do these things to our parents. And that's why they are just passing on the lessons. Very bad lessons, though. You know? And I think parents, you know, to my dear parents, out there, the ones that went through so much. I feel like, honestly speaking, because me now, it really helped me heal. It's not that I'm trying to find reasons for people, you know. I'm trying to be like, what they did is because A, B, C, and D happened and it was okay for them. I think my flopper, they failed to heal. And also they failed to heal because they don't know what healing is. I think for them it really got to a point where they were like, oh, where they felt like it was okay because they went through the same things and they survived. So why can't I say the most hectic and horrible and very hateful things to my kids and not, they might just survive the same way I survived. You know, I think healing is the one thing that they really failed to do. You know, because if they now brought a version of them that was fully healed from everything that happened, then we could be, you know, like focusing on some other problems that we're dealing with right now. No longer toxicity from parents. It's no longer about I have to cut off all my, you know, like parents. I went in no contact with my family. It have been 2 years and I'm at peace right now. You know, we couldn't be hearing things on social media like now. Even if my mom passes on one day, then I don't know what to say. You know, I don't even know what to say to her because I don't know. You know, what she ever brought me than just hurt and emotional abuse. You know, so what am I really going to say when she passes on one day? You know, it wasn't supposed to be a thing of like siblings don't get along anymore. You know, but that's exactly what's happening. You know, and I think if they were fully healed, if they knew something or anything about healing, only if they knew the importance of healing, they wouldn't be, you know, we wouldn't be victims of these things. Right now, there's so much unemployment. We have so many problems. You know, we are dealing with, you know, cheating boyfriends. Cheating boyfriends, you know, boys that just don't want to support their kids, fathers that are just not present in their kids' lives and whatnot. We could be dealing with those things right now, trying to find solutions to such things. Not the trauma, not the abuse that we're dealing with, not the toxic parents that we're dealing with from the 60s. No! It wasn't supposed to be like that. Like, our generation, and you know, hey, Anan and Nini Moinji, like, relationship wise and all of that, and we have got, you know, like, you know how hectic the economy is right now. Like, there's just so much going on for us to be dealing with the type of trauma, for us to be dealing with the type of abuse. It's too much already. I'm home, I'm unemployed, and a lot of things are already going on in my life. And yet at the very same time, on top of that, an abusive mother must be added to the list. Ay, Maji, then how am I going to cope? How am I really going? It wasn't supposed to be like that. We needed supportive parents right now. In the midst of all that, they needed to understand, kuja, you get what I'm saying? You know, but instead of them being supportive and trying to, you know, like, Shashi, there is nothing better than your mom or your parents or your siblings or your family being so supportive towards you. Trying to find solutions. So you could tell me, no, I don't mind, you know, Monanga, or Chiri, my broom man, it have been 2 years. I'm interviews in and out, day in, day out. I'm attending. And on top of that, Nata Wandro, how am I going to sleep at night? You know, and it's okay for the outsiders, it's okay for my friends, it's okay for people outside to come here and be like, yo, you know, Benedicta, I love your shows. Benedicta, I love what you talk about. Benedicta, I'm so proud of you. But it still matters that mama must say it. My father must say it. My siblings, like, it means so much. You get what I'm saying? Instead of it just coming from the outsiders. But what I'm trying to say is that we need, in the midst of all that that is already happening, we needed the real support coming from our families. But that is not happening. It's not happening anymore. You know, if I mean the pipe, we had it to everything. There's just a lot that is happening. There's a lot that is going on. We don't talk to our parents anymore. We are angry. We don't go home anymore and all of that. And it was honestly not supposed to be like that. I think the only message that I have for the parents that really caused so much pain and hurt to these kids, I think I pray for them every day to just find, you know, I need them, they must heal and forgive their parents for whatever they did to them. Because we can't deal with those things that you guys say to us. We can't deal with those things that you are doing to us. They are not okay. They are leading us into depression and so much hate and anger. We already have a lot of problems. We have, your parents don't know that we have, our boyfriends are busy cheating us on us and playing us, and we are there in relationships, and then, you know, you are there focused now and all of that, and Anakam, your boyfriend that you consider as a boyfriend, you are even busy telling your friends that you're in a stable relationship, is getting married next week to somebody else. Like, it's enough pain for us already. Please don't add to that. I really pray you find healing. Find healing, you know, forgive your parents for whatever they did to you, and please just give us the proper guidance that we need. There is open kanaka mwim. And I think what she needs is just, you know, proper guidance as well. But because you people now, the parents, you know, because that's how you were ochomarongwamos, you know. Genge mbowi yakamona ndokuro ho zemba nde to zem. Pena na kutwa no ku zemba hakukukorondeki. Se kuya taputuka kuya taputika ngikunda. Uhungo makoro manona me andi chakuti oh kanona ngono ani hakawa mume kumbondo hakadzembano wapitike mwezi ngo vinji ndatine tuvo makoro vakutoka nano akadzem umwezi ntitano ngo akasiana re ohakuva kuti ai ngajano kwanike tegera pase ko skori heyako oteko shasho palike dzengo yuvite kuche dzengo muto ali kuita konjira but there was no guidance kuti amiskat. You can't do that. May scat this and that. So there is. Unona pone house iko house ipone ka unako enach. Popo hapo zinochi mashiana ndo to denga dengu nono vite kuche. Ota dengere chiche nenga ngandi garume fya jandike garume fya nji, you know. So now kids nowadays, ne? Opena kama kanike squaka aki yakame. Ai aki yakame no kulaka simke kamanguru kana ndo pombali ho mteng. Megumbo uromsamane. No mkuru kazi ndo kana haki ya kitaki yakamukuja hakazimika kama nguro mbali homtenya kakagaruka eskwali karandura ndo pono ngola mbali kwaera kapenewe nini mambi ya kucha numo maumbo ohwia kamo lerera nde ohwia kamo uchikucha ano ya pwira memosi nde meumbo moto karukire mopofo hoke ngura cha and pretend like you slept at home. The other one she goes and comes back anytime as if she's coming from her own house, my dear. But now the parents, akurumu shita tangu na kuchasi datu kuvuru and whatnot, she feels like akaningwa nai. Yako tu, okwa hana kona cha, okukara tuna ochivashia kuchae, ngaitiro mbolo ngai. Inmanzo nang, oinange mito kucho haipo piro peningo, hainingiru apeni. Not on every occasion. You can't be walking out of somebody's house like that and just feel like you can just go like that and come back anytime that you... It's not your house, my sister. But if you are being given guidance, Akucha, it's okay for you to be doing that. Ngenge naona pumatiwa hem. Sita tu kukerere. Shashi omnonango na dike unkerere amati kucha amati kamati huino hakowe. Eh? Kamati amati kaichini mi wana wachiri hae. Eh? Toni getegerero ndeto pio ukanona ndeto kana toni komenino kanona kwa. Otoka kwa feru akuli. Okongi haga rukaho. But what you can rather do
is, you know, not say don't go there. Give her guidance and just tell her, Kucha, it's not okay for you to be walking out of the house anytime that you just want and come back anytime that you wish. Because this is not your crib. You can't do that. And for you young ones, ne, it needs to get to a point, Kucha. But for as long as you're in somebody's house, you can't do that. And mind you that everything that you do have good consequences. Not all the things, because with what I was just saying recently, that our parents, our grandmothers, I think the reason why our parents are just passing on the bad lessons that really are coming with, you know, things that are affecting us mental health-wise, is because of what they went through. But also apart from that, there are some guidance that were just, you know, like proper, the ones that were just okay. Because it was never okay back in the days for you to just, you know, walk out of the house. Nena and nena kakwali haro mbulwana ndokuli kuchaye. Karumenu yaku yuashashi ABC ndi wuhepen ha. Upalike penumba dambi. Wakudhenguike kuchashani kende tomonika onguro nene. Wapu mwanangu shipia kama topidhile waka mangwa huyaka. Shitoka rukangoto ara kapu. Opuike kapu moniketja. It was a secret. It was that secretive, like you can't do something like that. And it was that I am going with. You know, so I think to the young ones, honestly, that are doing that, because it's something that I can see that is happening, that have been happening these days. There, it's my surroundings there. You know, and it's not okay. For the young ones out there, okwahana kwanache doesn't mean all that. It doesn't mean all that. Openangi ni mambiho vuru ukara kunakonacho. Openangi ni mamatu vite la kucha. Here the parents are really being unnecessary. Or here is just what they went through as kids and all of that. But there are just some things that you cannot do. Because mind you, these parents are also people's kids. They are also just doing life for the very first time. But you know, so yeah, man, I think to...
ShopRite is celebrating 35 years in Namibia. Thank you for your loyalty. We couldn't have done it without you. Join us for amazing birthday specials across the store, from groceries to household essentials and more. It's a way of giving back. Pay just 18.99 Namibian dollars for 500 grams Nawa Omasi and 16.99 Namibian dollars for 2 liters Pepsi, Miranda or 7-Up Cold Drink. ShopRite, 35 years of value you can trust always.
Great news. The parents will just find healing and they will be okay, and they must forgive their our grandparents, and life must move on. But to all the victims of mental or toxic parents, to all the kids that really dealt with it, to the kids that are dealing with it and are really just finding it so hard to, you know, like heal from all the trauma and heal from all those things, I'm definitely going to give you, you know, because I know you must be so angry and all of that. But mind you, let me tell you a secret of something that really helped me. I had to dig deeper and find the reasons as to why maybe the parents or my siblings were doing these things to me. And now, I don't have all the answers in the world as to why they were really doing all the things that they were doing. But low-key, I might just, you know, be there. I might just be right with as to why they did what they did to me. And it really, really helped me so much with just starting my healing journey. You know, and I fully understand where they are coming from. And I'm no longer angry. I'm no longer sad. In actual fact, I even love right now about it. When I hear new things, because, you know, it was that hectic that every time I wanted to hear, what else are they saying about me? And when you hear that, you don't even get to sleep at night, because you're like, but as my brother, why would you say something like that?
But now I'm at a point where I'm like, yeah, nah. You know, I love about these things. And, you know, like with all the people, because we've got people that are so excited to, you know, like see siblings not getting along. Do you know that there are people that are like that? Kuche, yeah, and I can make anybody hearts. On now, there are people that are like that. You know, but for me, for people that heard the most horrible thing to my brother about me, what I told them is, it's okay. I'm actually loving the phase that Mina and my bros are going through. You know, because at the very end of the day, after this storm, because these are my bros for life, and this is blood, and there's nothing else that I can do about this. You know, and it's not like it's gonna go on like this forever. But I actually just love the phase that we're going through right now, because from the phase, from this phase, you know, after this is said and done, then we'll be cool. We will know how to respect each other. We'll know how to talk to one another. It'll be just, it will be the way it was supposed to be and the way I wanted it to be, you know. Keep it to yourself. I don't care with the stories that you're hearing. You get what I'm saying? And that really, really helped me so much. I'm cool with my mom right now. Not cool to an extent where, you know, like, I'll allow her to trigger me and stuff like that. But we cool, man. Like, I made peace. The only thing that really got me to that point where I'm like, cool, we call in here and then whatnot, you know, is just because I found time to heal, you know, and understand them, and I forgave them completely. And we're good now, you know. We're good, and I think that's literally what, you know, a lot of people really need to start understanding right now. A lot of young people, a lot of victims really need to, you know, like get on their journey, you know, so that they can focus now on their cheating boyfriends, focus on their unpresent fathers, their baby daddies and all of that. I hate that word so much. You know, to focus on those guys that are playing them, to focus on unemployment, to focus on, you know, some great business ideas. Like, let's focus on some productive things right now. You know, the trauma, the abuse, the toxic parents and all of that, we really need to find room and space to heal from all that, so that we can be able to focus on some other things, you know, because sanity is such an important thing, mental health is such an important thing, and we'll not be able to move on, you know, and focus on some real things and serious things that are really going to benefit us at the very end of the day if we're still stuck in the self-pity loop. Like, I don't want that. You know, that needs to go. That has to go. You get what I'm saying? We need to forgive them for doing whatever they did to us. I know they betrayed you. I know they spoke bad about you. I know they did all that. But it's high time you find space in your heart to heal and forgive these people, my sister. Because the reason why you are not moving further and all that, ne, is because you don't get to sleep at night because you're still thinking, but how could he? How could she do that? I mean, she's my mom, for goodness sake. She went through that, my sister. She went through so much, and she's just passing on trauma that she doesn't even know what it is. You get what I'm saying? You know, forgive those people. I know it's not easy. It wasn't easy for myself as well. But then, you know, like, practice makes perfect, you know? When you get on that journey, then you finish until the finish line. There's no going back anymore, and it's like you are free. Like, a lot of heavy things have been taken off your shoulders. I was talking to somebody not so long ago, a good friend of mine, and he was really telling me his stories. You know, like, he was telling me what they went through as a family and all that, and they went through so much, you know, like abuse and all of that. The parents were married and then they separated and all of that, and that even made it worse. And apparently the sister was so angry, you know, to a point where in her life, ne, things were just, she was not focused anymore because she was so angry as to why would my father do something? Like, she had so many questions, you know. She was so angry. She was so disturbed. It was bad, you know. And, apparently she went to church or something and the pastor told her that, my sister, if you want your things to still, if you want your breakthrough to, like, if you just want to find peace in your life again, you need to forgive this man. You need to start healing. And that's what she did. She forgave. Now she forgave. She's cool, man. She's cool with the father. And being cool with a person or being cool with the parents that really destroyed us mentally and emotionally doesn't necessarily mean that if you're out of home, then you have to go back home or anything. Forgiving doesn't mean that. You know, you can forgive a person, but then this time around, like, just set boundaries. You know what to allow and what to not allow anymore. You know, but the fact that you moved away from that anger, you moved away from that trauma, then you are super silent. Like, nobody can do nothing to you anymore. Now you can focus on some other things. It's exactly 53 minutes past 9 o'clock, and this is the Thorin Digest show. And if you probably have any other, you know, like, tips that you would love to add to my list, because I'm definitely going to give you tips that you need to comply to in order for you to start with your healing journey. Go right ahead and call me in studio. The number is 0833-660-91. The number in studio is 0833-660-91. Come on, call in now so we have a conversation about this. Onda akuta megamochikachi ya. Tutame kutare atupo peni nchewini maingwe idipo ino chiro ngondana kwa marungura hono. Tutame kenyuta atupo peni onduva no. Machike openu chimashia chapita moshia achikuwa fero unemployment and all of that. Like, I really need us to start focusing on some other things. You know, like, how do we move on from our relationships? You know, the father of my child just left me. How do I move on with my life? My boyfriend just got married last week to somebody else. Like, we need to focus on some other things and solve them. But we're not going to move on with so much anger that we have already, you know, like, from our parents. We need to solve this first, and then we are good to go. I'll be right back after this.
I can't forget. How the journey was to get right there. Even for people that got my back. And self-love, I love myself.
I can't forget. Good evening, Eagle FM. What's wrong with my sound? Good evening, can you hear me?
Tat.
Why would you do that to me? No, 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 no. I'm going to tell them the stress and I pop him. Hey, what happened? Or do you want to explain? You are going to call me. So you explain, because you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I think I don't know what's wrong with my sound.
Really?
Nanaka and walk to have a window after he didn't know again?
No, for the past 3-4 months.
Really?
I'm telling you.
Oh, ho, my papa, Mutu Vitemos away.
I know, I owe you.
You owe me, brah, like Uncle T. You can't do that to me.
Huh?
Kaujudhigu.
Tandidi, heavily, Kaujudhigu.
Eh.
I know I owe you. I went out of the country, the person who took my phone.
Doesn't speak Oshuambo. You don't even have my number anymore. And when did you come back? Or you don't want to say it now, Kama?
Could I be lying now, even when you're talking on me?
Now tell me, when did you come back?
You must respect any of you ask me those unnecessary questions.
No, but you say that. You are the one that said, Uncle Tonato, ati. No namba anda fa ande ikanita. What did you say?
Inandifa. I know that's the reason why I called.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening and I'm listening.
Okay.
On your talk show now.
Hey, what? Keep listening. I don't know.
Don't worry about that. You know now what happened. Not Kira.
No, I know.
No, I wanted now to contribute on the topic.
Oh, please go ahead.
Apart from what I explained just now.
Okay. We are talking about
you know, the people that went through...
Don't try to make it simple for me.
No, yeah. I'm trying to explain, give you clarity briefly on what we're talking about today. We're talking about how do we fix our broken relationships with our parents, you know, because we are the generation that picked up the pieces and we now have the names for it, like mental health, like toxicity, etc. But it broke us apart and a lot of people chose to walk away, not out of hate, but for the sake of their peace. So now how do we fix relationships with our parents that broke due to toxicity, and what do you think are the major contributing factors to them breaking apart?
Now, our parents, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my mom, we are not the best of
friends. You are not what?
We are not friends. Nice. She used to beat me up.
Why?
Mara, I knew my problem, my crime.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play soccer. I could never know it's a home.
Yeah.
I think I'm a sofa.
A sofa.
It's a soccer type of thing.
Ah.
And if I pass the ball on to you, it's a 4-box or 6-box thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pushing younger chapati.
Okay.
And then, Mara, if you are desperate to save your box, I can think of the change the demon to. Why is that when you change? So that's where some of our soccer skills ended. You were discouraged. You see that thing?
Exactly.
Yeah, so, but you had all the time and... Wonder?
But how is the relationship with your mom now?
My mom and my dad are that beautiful.
They're what?
They're in the village.
Oh, they're the village, yeah.
They are married, my friend, they are the last one.
Mm-hmm.
We are well made out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if my mom doesn't give me $10, my father will give me.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask them, John. He will tell you very well.
And it's like that up until this day, even at your age, ne?
I'm the last, but that's why I'm so full of shit. I know, I'm so sure when I'm at home.
That's nice. But what advice now do you have for the victims, you know, that are still finding it so hard to deal or heal from what they went through due to now the toxicity apparently from the parents?
No, one thing is, man, the way we, for example, with the mother of my children, got away from each other. She was advised by certain people. And that is in his family. What happened was that I'm with my parents, and I'm very comfortable. I'm very comfortable.
With your parents?
Ganga and Kero. And I'm telling you explicitly.
Oh, Okay.
You know, tell them of Ndonga North up to the door where I enter.
Mm-hmm.
The chairman is the who.
I love it for you, my dear.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for me,
mm-hmm.
I'm very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I've never really seen that. You know, you have people
mm-hmm.
that are born in single parent house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't have siblings that are from outside,
mm-hmm.
but in our family structure, we have that relation, and then our father has never neglected us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are okay.
Mm.
And I will never look away from my siblings. They never look away from me. We share so sensitive information
with
you. I can tell them that, oh, man, I'm going to swag of moon that just is petrol. I'm going to take the money.
Yeah.
They just know how to cultivate and send for me. This one is that my father is always important.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's why I always tell you this. Not only my agundu.
Hmm.
Sandi kurombo ye.
Hmm.
Angul kazin ba kan tumba ka sipundi.
Hmm.
Owe tapo pa fuke tumba na mong Europa.
Hmm.
Angulwa hindi napay po anything.
Hmm.
National statistic agent. Kapag yung kuzundo wala.
Mm-hmm.
Ni mi recuerdo a alguien que también me recuerda, pero es que la gente está sin adiós. Como yo no como y te como ya, con la tota gente.
Mm-hmm.
No te sin.
Ok.
La gente se puede, y no cuidara.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you know your focus of protection,
mm-hmm.
you have that kind of environment. Now,
mm-hmm.
I ran out of your question now. Now, give me that question again.
Can I? Okay. Question is, since now, Uncle Tonata, you spoke about how good your parents are and how comfortable you are around them and all of that. A lot of other young people growing up, they don't even know that. They don't know how to be... They don't know. I'm trying to repeat my question so you get it right and answer me. Ne? So they don't know anything about comfortability around parents, because now in that house you can't even have a conversation. You don't know how to have a conversation with your mom and just tell her that you started with your periods. There's just nothing like this. Hello.
Na ikisha watu foko o.
Hmm.
Na matoku zengi. Even if it is me, it's not a child.
Omanje nine mo. Moma umboga mwa kuruni amu hata megoma tu. O hae tu rongo matukano no uli.
That's the thing.
So.
The little of my child.
So how do people like that heal now? What do you think they should do? What can they comply to so they start with their healing journey? Because they are going through so much.
Are they going through so much or have they chosen to understand certain things?
Yeah, they are failing. Uh-huh.
You can grow up. No?
Yeah.
For me, between me and the bully,
mm-hmm.
I always tell the bully, know where you want to go and where you want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Know where you want to go and know where you want to stop.
Yeah, do you know that I've been to holding cells
mm-hmm.
more than 5 times?
Yeah.
and once for that other issue with you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one that is taking trouble, but you have. That was a case for fraud. But I've been taken in for drunk and driving, but I always tell the police, can I have a mess? I am arrested for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We are congesting the cells here.
Okay, what do you think now they are failing to understand regarding our today's topic? They are doing what? Yeah, can you start talking now?
No. Oh, can I talk now?
Yeah.
Can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm saying, Okusima ni kasana.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about respect.
Respecting each other.
Yeah, that is, you know, regardless of your social status, of your age, what.
Mm-hmm.
What is very much important just to give a listening ear.
Mm-hmm.
It's always worth.
Okay.
If you can't, then by the time that you came, then revert back to the other person to say, oh, in the Kumano, I tried to reach out to them. I was not available.
Okay.
What are you saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's powerful.
No. It's only you. Common sense, Martin.
Yeah? Common sense.
When the two of you were talking with Metria.
Yeah?
She was endorsing you of being too short.
Are you too short?
I don't have my phone. Now, I don't know now how I should confront the two of you today. Why are you putting the person to that level? Me, I'm short, but then, you know, the short people that we are, regardless of how we are confronted, we are having a short people syndrome. Because
you
see people undermine you. But one of them, those ones might be what I want to say. Do you think that you are taking those ones like anything? You understand? But also when they talk down on you,
yeah,
it is an issue of concern because, of course, they are deliberately. Talking to somebody that is of equal power. So they must know when to talk.
Exactly, they must know.
So now, Metriac, because you stole that, he thinks, I, you guys are just suffering from this, you know. Short people syndrome. I told Anna. It's not
only that.
Everybody's view.
Yeah.
Matter.
Exactly.
Even the babies want, even us. When you listen, that's why you see, even in movies, you guys have been in the creative industry. If you have done post and I've done post and pre-video editing production. You see those people that you know, Americans, when they kneel down and they talk to their babies, it's not that they have not a basic degree, in education.
Yeah.
Is to show you that you understand human psychology. Onto Aranguano Tombo. Panting weird, yes.
Yeah.
That person, he wants you to come and sit there after Kundin Jay. Benedict in my hand, and the Kuro. Doesn't a half of the hand on the head, Mogandi. Somebody in the shade is here to grant.
Yeah.
But the moment you just go, he already labeled, or he already labeled you a person who doesn't care about that. Yeah.
No, real.
Yeah, no, I'm just.
Tangi tati tonata. Let me continue with my tips that I need to give to my people tonight. Ne, sana ngwe. Usha keno kandichu wao.
Kamadu kujuku. Usha keno peni. What the other comrades
do. Alright, later, uncle.
Yeah, okay.
It's exactly 19 minutes past 10 o'clock, and this is the third and dying show. I love what Uncle Tunata said there, that it's something that starts with a mindset, and respect is such an important thing, you know, to just respect one another. And with the examples that I just gave you earlier on that, you know, like with Mina, you know, I really don't care with what is really happening. As healed as I am right now, it have gotten to a point where I don't even listen to what people are saying or telling me about what my bros are saying about me, because I told them that I love this phrase, you know, because at the very end of the day, when all is said and done and we're out of here, at least respect is there. We know I'm not going to step on Duva's toes, because she can't tolerate that. And I know I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say this to Mario, because I know, you know, there are boundaries. There will be boundaries like that. It's not about that, and it's the way they always miss out on the points. This is really about your house. I get it. I'm in your house. That I get, but that's not the point. I'm saying, don't disrespect me like that. I respect you, mama, and I love you so much. But why are you disrespecting me? And that's when they bring in, they're so entitled. They bring in all the things. Not that he can drop one and they were last week or he no way, mama hokolo. Kuja chiri chiri ndaza mama ndike kurandera no kahema ko draha chiri chiri chimarua chanji ja hushuguni na. It was my last $100. And that tauro kahema ko yoko skola and I went to buy that as fast as possible. Don't get to rumble ndi kusimani ke megumbandiranji. You see? The entitlement, and you're missing out on the points. It's reminding me of something that I wanted to say. Oh my God, I remember the fact that I just spoke about entitlement right now. It reminded me of something that I just quickly wanted to say. Ne? A lot of, and it's something that comes with the mindset. You know, us right now, ne? Black African people, us. I love us so much. But I think where we go wrong is, where we go wrong, ne? Is,
There's an incident that happened, you know, in the media industry not so long ago, you know, and I watched that, I watched an interview of something that like that happened, you know, and instead of now this person taking accountability, because you know, bruh, you messed up. You ruined your brain, like you couldn't do that, you know, because our kids had looked up to you and idolized you and all of that. You motivated a lot of people. You were the type of person that would, you know, go on radio and be like, A, B, C, and D as a young person is so wrong. You ruined your brain. But then, instead of just, you know, because we'll find it easier for us now that look up to you, or for us that you, for us that listen to you and all of that, for you to be able to give us space and a chance to forgive you for what you did, it will only be easier if you take accountability and understand it of a stand, which are there, I messed up. I was not supposed to do something like that. Good evening again, FM.
I was saying,
You are back already. I'm not done with my point.
Just when you pick out. Ramona. There was a type of. This was a business partner of mine.
The what? And
the business partner.
Yeah.
Okuni Nariwa and Yoshua. Until now.
Oh!
He is capable of buying what I want to drink.
Oh, you.
And then he gave me $200.
Yeah.
And I told him that, listen, I just want to go home so that he can come and I want to distribute it. We are not talking about small money, we are talking about around there. So, this guy, he said just now, last month.
Oh!
Yeah, and that money is still there. I think it's part of what contributed to my disappointment, me and you.
Mm-hmm.
So, this guy tells me now, listen, guy, I give you $100. You know what I want to do? This is a machine that we run out. And that we can pour.
Yeah.
I looked at him. And I think I put that in one of the next new guy who put it in
$100. Yeah.
I said, if that is satisfying me, I walked all the way from town all the way for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there. And that's the band I was telling you.
We can go back in, man.
Let me.
Yeah.
You are laughing with me. You went in and...
Yeah.
You have never seen somebody angry. Money cannot decide for me. But I'm going to die. But I'm going to put up with the rest of that and look at them down. You cannot do anything.
Why do you not own up with your money, my name, John?
Let me. I'm just following up on what you just said now. When you are angry,
oh, my boy.
first and I would change you having a draw. Shall I not go and you marry or have him?
No.
Okay.
That's how the media also gets its information.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the technical person, we are the person who gets the very good channel. We may get a position of certain things, like us who are being accounting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I know the money went into the bank account. And then I asked him, proof. That's what led my blood pressure to go up. No,
why did you stand around and talking to me like that, my
dear? That's it. Then I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to go away and come and go. Let me listen to what you have to say.
All right. So what I'm saying is accountability is such an important thing. I was talking about this lady name, but instead of now her saying, I messed up, and I was not supposed to do that, you know, she went on to hide behind the religion. She's now talking about God, and that's why we get it wrong. As black people, we miss out the point. Kuta halo, saatu popso chima, shi. O tu kiriro chima, shi. Tisha, aya kalunga upeke, kalunga tapa asa penge, anumo chima, jwa nukom kainzi kujami bro, festana kuchima. I mean, people can say whatever they want to say. Obviously, people are going to say whatever they want to say. My sister, say it with your heart. You know what you did is wrong. And we know. I was supposed to do something like this. You get what I'm saying? But it's the way we try to hide behind codes, motivational codes, behind religion, and we do messed up things. And that's why history will keep repeating itself. And what are we going to teach our kids? So this is the very end of the day. The generation that is gonna come is yet the generation that doesn't just know how to do.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750 ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 High Baby Active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
There's nothing wrong with making mistakes. Literally, there's nothing with making mistakes, you know. And because this is how we learn, you know, but we've got a tendency of not taking accountability of our own mistakes, which are there. Yo, let me say it with my chest. Ne? I was not supposed to do that. I was not supposed to say that. I'm so sorry. There's nothing wrong with making mistakes because now you know how to do it better next time, you know. But instead of saying, I messed up. I'm so sorry. Public apology. I was not supposed to do something like that. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with doing that. I watch
I'm a big fan of South African podcasters, right? I'm a fan of MacGyver, Podcast and Chill. I love that podcast so much. And MacGyver have got, I don't want to say, you know, like, he's loud. You know, he's a yepa and he says just anything that comes to, you know, there was something. But the one thing that I love about MacGyver, as much as he says very horrible things that he was supposed to be saying, they even had a clash with, Mini Dlamini. I think, for the past, I think it happened last month, you know, when he said something horrible about Mini Dlamini, and, you know, like, I think Mini took it to court or something like that. But he's so quick to apologize, you know, because you cannot just say something like that on a public platform, you know. It was so disturbing, honestly speaking, you know, and that's his problem. But then he's so quick to apologize and be like, you know, man, we said something horrible last week about Mini Dlamini, but to Mini Dlamini, I'm so sorry. Like, I apologize for saying, like, he said with his chest and moves on with life, you know, because he understands that mistakes are always going to be part of us. The problem with us is we try to be perfect, but the reality of human nature is imperfection. There's no ways we are ever going to be perfect, and that's how we learn. But for us black people, right, we will never get things right, and history will keep repeating itself. She didn't see anything wrong with it, even if she knew in her heart that she was not supposed to do something like that. And then she ends up saying that, yeah, but God is still God. But yeah, hello. So it's the same thing when it comes to, you know, like today's topic, what we're going to talk about or what we are talking about today. That's how it is. You know, it starts with respect. Like, let's just respect each other. You know, you respect me as your daughter. I respect you as my mom. It doesn't necessarily have to do, bruh, age doesn't have anything to do with the respect. Let's respect one another. You know, but it's how when we bring it up, then parents want to go on and be like, but yeah, you know, I'm your mother. It's not about you being my mother. Of course, I know you're my mom. But my chat is, can we just respect one another for once and for all? Oh, good evening, Eagle FM. Uncle T, are you back?
I'm back. I know you can see my number. I actually just wanted to reorientate our conversation into a naughty one.
Talk to me.
Now, Zali, I wanted to say, and I'm sure you might have heard this one. Find yourself that you and I are dating. And then you cheat on me.
I keep on doing what?
You cheat on me.
Oh, yeah?
The problem with certain individuals like me, you can go all the way up to Ngoma there in Kapizuri. I was wondering, you know, there are people that have given political opportunities. You can't be. Someone, because they are loyal to me, they will tell me that, oh, is that your friend? Is that not your woman? Yeah, but you are here with me. Now, when you behave in a funny manner and I confront you, you say sorry.
For cheating?
That is by default because I'm supposed to know anything.
Do I are you asking if I will say sorry?
As a woman.
But I don't...
As a mother, knowing that...
Why are you making it worse? Come on, as a woman, no, as a mother, knowing that you're in a relationship with Uncle Tonato, why would you do that? Well, I apologize, but I don't think they...
And I don't even have to ask you too much, man. I just have to ask you, Ragana, do you know this guy? Do you know this plate number? The person that's telling me, probably my former colleague, and then the one at Nati is one that I paid for school.
He
was big for logistics and transport.
Yeah.
And I've done that so much.
Blah.
But the problem is that, man, yeah. I've experienced it.
You have, man. I think you told me about it before.
Yeah, so I'm just saying.
There's no excuse for cheating, though. Let's start there. But apologizing probably maybe for hurting you. And yeah, I obviously apologize, but then also...
Yeah, it's cheating, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you go and undress on that individual, the way you do it for me, it's cheating. Mara, Wamona Kutangini,
yeah,
it's the same as me. If you feel like, if you just sleep over here now, and then you tell me no, Tanata, and then I say no, I said take 200. Or take 400.
Yeah.
And then you take more than that. Maybe I have dishonest. But it's better. Say for a thing it is younger than they say no. Tonata, that money that you allocated to me was too small. I took 700.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be happier. But for me to find out for myself.
Yeah.
It's not right.
That's also, Otavi Brukitania no story, Mandy, no broken quite a woman. I know quite in a single one day. Memewe who no one in Bella no pudding. And then, Bella, I don't know.
Benedicta.
4, 5, 6, 7. Eh?
On Billing Girl?
Eh?
You know why I'm saying that? It's because, and the name of a woman. That one is overqualified to take. Mara, she must take with consent.
Yes, but also with the story that I'm telling you that I heard, Daneka Kwarapota, hear me out, ne? This is the mother of his two kids. And then I think they broke up or something. There were some complications in the relationship.
That's where I was going also with her. Whether it's somebody that you are in a relationship with without any collateral. Collateral, you are children, because those are historical issues. You understand?
So
then when you have Tonata is a new one, it's not the father of the biological father.
Mm-hmm.
But even if I have to take a day, I take on Dangwa. And then I need to go, you are at work now. Now I need to go do something in the Sakati. So I will at least text you and say, no, baby, can I take the 200?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you take too long, obviously the hour is... I know the type of personality I am. I leave money on the table. It's not because I leave my loan. So, even if I give you my key, I will tell you, no, this, how much. It doesn't mean that you must hammer the whole 800.
For sure.
Takuna po 200 tai kujomo ili meumbo.
Chekane kuchanguno kwa aninga ingini. Kwa kufrapo. There are complications apparently in the relationship. And then the lady moved on with somebody else. But they are still co-parenting, right? Opo anwa ndo chaka kare mao kwa itani ewa singa. Ochaka kala evarono kwaita wa madam. Okakala tako, oyeno kakala tako nono ondicha. Hunga haku imbero chimaruwa keshomwevi. Paipe neembera madam needed to, o account anjono o hiniwe kushe. So obviously if she withdraws or she buys something and swipes her, it ohachiro potako ngodi huim. Hota hi mokliksa nuwa kwa swipe. Omo nu uni mamuya muya hatumura nderepe valentine sa. Oka imamu ne rolo na viviri hama nombera. Uko wakato ngambo, she like literally went to clicks and just buy those things as a birthday gift for the boyfriend, for the new boyfriend now. But she used now the kids' money.
Kukai nandirande wa maleke.
Imaruwa ilo pataa kongo vihamu nene meme. Ndoku wono kondonga ni?
Prake na? Before you continue with the conversation, Mariama Nenega Kwenye, Uncle Kaliwa Kantanga,
yeah.
But Oscar and I, same class in the Gandanga was our senior.
Yeah.
So when you are signed with your tickle and the Lokangal,
yeah.
We never had those things. We are people who are typically acting out our lives in terms of what you guys are just experiencing.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, I'm saying people that I know from home.
Yeah.
Pastor and I, they are my people, we are family.
Mm-hmm.
We never enjoyed that privilege.
Mm-hmm.
Watu wakute muna afuti mtahia kama umekuro.
Yeah.
So we never got that opportunity to enjoy our farewell.
Ne? Yo, what a sad time. You had.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying that whenever you are telling me certain things,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate.
Mm.
There are people that are enjoying their privileges at their young age.
Mm-hmm.
They are motaneng wa Kenya, ra?
Yeah.
Kutia, soni ya shimu.
Mm-hmm.
Motaneng wa Kenya?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, koneto takere.
Oh.
Kaisipito tata ka amita to burukuranga.
Yeah.
Even when you are engaging people, they will call and tell me tomorrow when I go to Kalambi's office.
He
will tell me,
Tatoto nadani chikire ni?
Is it by listening?
No, I'm saying, let me continue with my points. And this should be a long time. Time is running so fast. You can go and listen and then come back
what
again.
What time is it now?
It's 46 past 10 o'clock already and I'm leaving at 12.
What's your name?
Hey,
after Awe, you topo pini maino shironga.
Ewa.
And I'm listening.
Okay.
And I'll always intervene.
Okay.
Constructively.
Okay.
Yeah, let me switch on the radio again.
Ewa, uncle.
Kundi no Panasonic, I'm one in the book.
Indano ka puikine manga kona.
Iti ka po ake no di sa kuhi e kumbata.
Ni mawa mo ko nende to stere hui aka hui.
Sika me chiki no wat. My friend, honorable member.
I'm sharp. Woo, it's exactly 47 minutes plus 10 o'clock already. Time is moving so fast. But what I was saying about accountability, you guys are human beings. We love you guys so, so much, but it's just the way you feel like you can never go wrong because you guys are parents. And that's where you get it wrong. You know, you don't even listen to kids' opinions anymore. You don't do that, you know, and you wonder. I saw something on social media, but I can't quite really remember all the details. But it was in line with, when you can't say anything, you are not allowed to question anything as to why, mommy, why are you telling me kucha koma sigi hakuliata? Why are you telling me kucha I must not play around the kitchen anymore? Why are you telling me kucha etangi hari than mame umbo? Like with what Uncle T was saying, that, you know, you are not allowed as a young boy to play the ball around the house because otovuro kutaturo makendego gegumbo neruma. And also, Sobiso, it's true. It's not like you know the price of that glass. You don't know any, you're not nandwerita duramu kuja kuna kujangano to kedirandana chikega, you know, and it's okay, and we appreciate that. But then the fact that you don't allow us to have our opinions over certain things anymore, to question and literally have a conversation with you guys, you know, to question when we don't understand things, and you wonder why everything is imported. Imported, why we import everything from other countries, because creativity dies when questioning is not allowed. We are not comfortable with you guys anymore. Now, as a girl, I'm just 14 years old. I recently started with my periods. You know, I can't have a conversation with my mama and be like, but why do I have periods for like a whole week? Why do I have 7? Why do I have 7 weeks? You know, I mean 7 days of me being on my periods, and other girls can just have 3 days, 4 days. Like, you can't, you don't have that. You're not comfortable around your parents anymore. You know, you can't say no, nothing. You can't ask certain things. You can't ask you, literally nothing that you can learn from them. Nandenango kwae kumone nevurolongo na hamano. Ochongi hapopisho nwache kucha. Wamona gashindari ihanduvu konde. Andini ngeteye roendi nevurolongo na hamano. Life was very difficult for me, my dear. I went through A, B, C, and D. For me to be like, I don't want to go through what my mama went through. You get what I'm saying? You know? But it's just the way you feel like, nando kwa anike tegele no vro no kona nano. Okwe itke kwa de limonjira. Shafmi ke watu kuchara memecho nga di chacha. Onga hende kuvara. Uwe tike wa aninga nopo. Waiting now for you to give birth to me at the age of 15. Was it okay for you to do that? You know, you don't focus on the point anymore. You don't focus on what I'm telling you. You don't focus on what I'm questioning anymore. You know, because when you are a parent, that entitlement takes away everything, you know, and that's where the conflict starts, and there's no going back. That's why a lot of kids are crying now. You know, toxicity there, toxicity this, toxicity that. My parents are abusing me emotionally and mentally. Heaven, it's not okay. But you can go right ahead and call us in studio, add on the tips of the night, you know, about how you can start with your healing journey. Because this needs to come to an end. The number in studio is 8336-6091. I'm repeating that. The number in studio is 8336-6091. But in the midst of all that, I got you covered when it comes to great, great music. Here is a Crazy Boys cover. Harmonize, never give up. I don't want you guys to give up when you're healing journey. Good evening, Igalefem.
I'm a father.
Uh-huh.
Of two girls.
Yeah.
It's only three. My daughter is next year.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, she'll be 9.
She'll be 9 years old.
Yeah, we are talking about it. That is not a it's not nonsense. I don't want to be the government and support it. Vaccination issues to put waiting for the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is way to put some more or whatever to
care
the exposure to physical damage.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing, now in a more informative way, can you find out if you can?
Can I find out what?
Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, this is what is for your program.
Mm.
It's not about the serious stuff, but it just popped up in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From the fact that I have to keep it in the media.
Can you do what? I think I can hardly hear you. Am I getting your point, though?
Can they keep me?
Eh?
Can you find out from the Cancer Association of Namibia?
Mm-hmm.
Chashi, I think we will not expect that. That issue, let's talk about something now.
Mm-hmm.
And then it triggered my sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
About the girl child.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Can you see?
Mm-hmm.
So Cancer Association in Namibia. Omo no enjoy the cancer kuno.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking about something that is in relation to about the cancer family.
Oh, when did you know that from the himona and joka? When did you hear that? Naje?
Because of the cancer.
Oh.
Mara.
Yeah.
I have not been. I saw, I to also, according to the people in Afua finding our vaccine issue.
Mm-hmm.
We know a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And another issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for our COVID, when Daniel, your COVID.
Yeah.
And you can say, no, God, no, I, Poppy, yeah, yeah. And this is a new
manner. Yeah.
And this is on to make the person understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a new manner.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I'm going to go to the shunako.
Oh, true.
But that is shunako. I'm going to go to the shunako.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm going to go to the shunako. Now, when I was listening, just when I speak to
you,
you mentioned something, and then that's why I called it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. Chunapani choka puhin. Shirina, see you later.
Yeah.
So, man, I need you guys to start. I want us, because me, I'm out. I did that. And I know it's never going to be an easy journey, but it's very much possible. I don't want you guys to ever give up on your healing journey, because that's going to start. That's going to start today.
Oh. Tell you my story. Ngayo chimudu chavari wa moshakati. Wanda kokea mokatana. Pakana.
na kopsa moro kanda nanga ye onda marangi nonjoli bayali yokuninga pondo kotora. My daddy, I'm sorry. I know I didn't make it ahead of the dream. Jini mutimba mboke mwetu yora shotori. Atori uchangi nukuru posa na poskora. Pokata na soto apefomba marina tufuta. Orunji runji moru kanda mono otashekwa. Weyenje yari acha satu shuile pokati marangere wetu tara. Kaife satu tondoka sotuka komesho. Hey. Now we make a paper. And we bless our family. Home to shake us. We wanna say we are sorry. Never. Sikira no kukonja siku lima to mundola. Never. Sikira no kukonja siku lima to mundola. Told me my boy, ino kara wuna mwone. Nongera utoni mwana hii, ya harulira mwana wa. Utaka mitho njira keshe tohi, evi mwazina na mama nya. Togalika na keshe siku, ukale mega mima ya karunga. Andimburu kwe siku nda performa, na mwona mamorike wanje. Thank you my baby, you love me, you support me, I love you too. Shout out to my nigga Gerson Emmanuel Rivaldo, I got love for you. Amushe na Marco ya Simon. Iti mwithimba nande nande. Nakusa kepso kwari achino shorora. You've got a long way to go.
Rest in peace.
Apenjo mkumono makumagi vande paife opasapo.
Rest in peace.
Anzimburu kwa toksi angura tangizo mwa meme shipo nono.
Four star.
Hamkwaya barara na chopi kamba kano vere maeshi hey.
Now we make a paper.
And we bless our family.
Home to shake us.
We wanna say we are sorry. Never. Sikira no kukonja siku lima to mundola. Never. Sikira no kukonja siku lima to mundola.
Ndeta shigesho teple suwanga kandia me. Negi, amushi.
I see you.
Take one, though. kama kila gomesho tutale chako konima ina mwanga kange ngeta mpopiwa ungeno ndale president ngeno moshilongo sange kamune pashu ngeno ndale upangeli ngeno moshilongo sange kamuno kuluka titatengwa ta Mr. President the big killer Oshuana show yo taskwena Oshilongo kompinga imeka kuna mea Upeno shuana shima iyashtema Upena bamwe hava mulukesha kwa shiviki Upena bamwe java yo vavike Mnemo kapa na koyo kovati nakatiki Esha shengengi no futile shalo topiliki Koyo kovisite kopi na yudiki
Kename ndari president Genini veisho hane lundula Kename ndari ngo minister edu Oshishi ya mohane
Bissau social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So,
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
It's exactly 10 minutes past 11 o'clock. Oh my gosh, time is moving so fast. But welcome back to the Third Indige Show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'll be here with you up until 12 o'clock, having a very, very beautiful conversation tonight about how do we fix relationships with our parents, the broken ones, the ones that broke due to toxicity and all that. Because it's still a way, you know, to forgive them and move on. But then quickly, there's something that I just quickly want to add to something that I recently said before I went off air. I was talking about accountability and why it's very important to accept that you messed up and it's okay to mess up because you're a human being. You know, because I feel like also low-key reasons why we don't wanna accept that we messed up or we made mistakes is because people tend to judge us for those things. I'm judging you. I know, how perfect are you? You guys are imperfect. Like, you have done the most horrible things in your lives. You know? Oh, here, Otoara no kutura kwa marungu yangu ondu vile vuravia za kwano wawekera shoka nuna getoto. Hmm? It's just the way you guys are just so quick to judge. And you know, it just reminded me of a topic I had here, I think, I don't know, was it the other week or last of, was it last week or last of last weekend? I had a topic about, you know, like toxic working environments. And you know, like the reason why people tend to also really complain about toxic managers and all that. That's where the problem also comes in, because now the managers are, once they are appointed as managers or supervisors or whatever, or once they are, you know, those ones they own, because the owners of the companies or the businesses that we work for also sometimes tend to be the toxic ones, you know. And those ones are perfect human beings, my dear. They're never wrong. You can never correct them. You can never say no. Manager, you don't talk to people like that. You don't talk to me like that, you know, because he's a manager. He's never wrong. Or manager, ha here no ka slap a hair kati kucha. Perfect man. And that's where the toxicity comes in. And a lot of people tend to complain about how their work environments have just turned into, we go there just for survival mode, and we don't go there anymore because we really need to go there and be productive or anything like that. I'm just here for as long as my money is coming month end. You know, it's literally a reason for a lot of people out there, because now I can't deal with my workplace anymore because our manager is so toxic. You get what I'm saying? You know, and toxicity sometimes comes in because those ones just want to be perfect. The owner of the place can never go wrong. You know, because he's not human anymore. You guys, stop it. You know, accountability is such an important thing. Same applies to what we're talking about today. But then, let's go on. Let's continue with the tips that you really need to comply to if you are really genuinely willing to start with your healing journey. We got this. Even if it seemed unforgivable, you can find a way. You know, and for those that are shaking their heads right now at the thought of forgiving unforgivable, completely unsolved aware parents, there's good news. Forgiving doesn't necessarily mean you ever have to see them again. You know, it just means liberating your soul so you can also learn to prosper without unnecessary weight or toxic hate. turning your light into dark or causing you health problems, you know. And if you know your anger towards your parents is decreasing your quality of life, perhaps you can also learn from the following ways that I'm going to give you right now. You know, so like I just said earlier on that, you having to forgive your parents doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go back home. You know, if you walked away from home or anything like that, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to allow them to trigger you. You forgive them in a very healthy way, you know, to just make sure that that weight is off your shoulders. One, what you can do when it comes to that is just acknowledge and accept all the reasons you are angry. You know, and when it comes to that, you just mean spell them out to yourself, pardon me, nice and clear. I recommend writing them down. For instance, I was angry at my father for making my childhood scary and anxiety filled, but I was also angry at him for refusing to evolve and be in my life as an adult. I actually feel abandoned by him as well. And once you have your list, keep it around for as long as you want until you're ready to let go. You might stick it on your wall, in a prominent spot that forces you to look at it, like above your toilet or on top of your fridge, you know. And the more you plainly face the reasons behind some of the deepest feelings shaping who you are, the easier it will eventually be to let them go. You may experience a number of intense emotions when facing those reasons head on, and I just suggest feeling your anger and your grief rather than burying them. You know, it's okay to be human, and the whole point is to dig them up. And when you are ready, have a little ceremony where you burn the paper along with any other belongings that represent the feelings that you want to release. You know, it's such an important thing when it comes to this. And it's also reminding me of, you know, like, and I wonder why we don't have such shows in Namibia. You know, South Africa is so interesting when it comes to the entertainment industry. Super, super interesting. There is a show that is still happening up until this day, on Mzazi Magic or something like that. There's a show where you go there, you know, like the kids man, you know, with absent fathers and mothers and all that, you know, there's a show where you just write on their show. You write on their website and tell your story. They're gonna definitely come. The presenter is gonna come to you and look for you. So you try to find your father or your mother that have not been present in your life for so many years. And I can remember this day I was watching, and there was a lady, you know, and I haven't seen her. I mean, the father walked away from her life when she was just 6 years old, if I'm not mistaken, and now she's 32 years old, you know. So now when they were having a conversation with the presenter, it's something that really affected her so badly, because she's like, I'm just so angry, man. I'm so angry because I don't understand why my father walked away from my life like that. That is really affecting me even when it comes to my romantic relationships, you know, because I'm angry that if you do something or you just hurt me or you just do something wrong in the relationship, I get very abusive physically. I'll beat you, my dear. Left, right, and center. I don't have time. And I make sure that when I leave you like I leave a mark. That's how bad it was, because she was so angry until they got to, you know, like now they went hunting for the father, and then they found him, and then because of that anger that she had been holding in, you know, it just, when she met now the father, it just like it disappeared, you know. And she was having a conversation afterwards that, how do you feel right now that you met your father? And she's like, no, I'm no longer angry. Like, I just feel like something that had been holding me, you know, like for so many years, like my shoulders were so heavy. I feel like I was carrying some weight just because of the whole thing of my father not being present in my life. But right now I feel so, you know, I feel light.
You get what I'm saying? But then there are people that will never get the chance, and people that are so angry right now, you know, because now the fathers have not been present in their lives, you know, and it's such a thing, you know, and it's a way a lot of people are just normalizing it and thinking that it's actually like, it's okay, you know. You're not present in your kid's life. You might just go straight to prison because why are you just, there are a lot of boys who just became sperm donors in Namibia. I don't know. But I mean, yeah, man, if you're the same person that is dealing with the same thing, probably they will never ever be able to see their fathers because the other one got lucky to be able to see the father and, you know, like the anger issues and all that disappeared. How about you now? But that's what you can do. What I mentioned earlier on is acknowledge and just accept all the reasons you're angry. You write it, you know, like just, you know, write it and paste it somewhere, you know, and just remind yourself somewhere where you can look every day at your door, on your door, or just somewhere. And when you look at that every day, it just, it loosens the anger until it gets to a point now when you're over it, and then you can just bend that away. So what you can do is write a letter, and when it comes to this, maybe it's because I'm a writer, but I do find the written word, pardon me, has its power at times like this. And I recommend writing your parents a letter expressing everything that you feel. Steer clear of all of accusations, no matter how warranted you feel they are. Stick to I statements rather than you statements. This letter is not a letter you send unless you want to, but it's just largely meant for you to release old stuck emotions which are no longer serving you like that. You know, get physical, and when it comes to this, all the emotions don't get stuck in our heads and hearts. It gets stuck in our bodies to this day. Even though long ago I forgave my father, I do not feel resentment or accusation bubbling up anymore. Anxiety is a hard habit to kick, you know, and it often also seems to dwell in the cells of our body. In order to help extract these feelings from our body or from your body, so you don't have to end up compromising your health, I recommend solo sports like running, cross the country, skiing, or jumping on a trampoline. But whatever speaks to you will do. And this is also just a good way to not let old feelings fester. Sweat it out quite literally. And this one will only work once you have chosen to forgive. However, you know, what you can do as well is also seek therapy, any type of therapy. Therapy also just comes in so many different forms, and a handful, pardon me, of therapy sessions worked for me. But then that was enough. Talking to close friends, getting deep into my creative writing also just got me some nice disturbing materials, and finding endless ways to nurture my sense of humor have been key ways of maintaining my act of forgiveness, but also just finding continuous ways to love myself. Bottom line, forgiving a parent is ultimately about learning to love yourself when the person who raised you did a questionable job of it. But hey, you can come out of that side. YOLO, which means you only live once, for real. You got this. It's all on you. Growing up, I hated my dad. So these are some of the inspiring stories. I hated my dad. I see him differently. I realized my relationship with my mother was actually toxic, and learned to parent myself. The silent killer, how not to talking about relationship anxiety, had my new love. So those are some of the stories, but most importantly, those are some of the things that you can really do when it comes to that. And there is glow that comes with that, guys. You know, the glow that comes with you getting on that journey is insane. It's like leaving a toxic relationship, right? Do you know when you tend to accept and move on and forgive and start with your healing journey? Do you know how beautiful you just become, because now you tend to fully focus on yourself? A relationship, they can't even take care of themselves anymore. Like that, because I've seen it, bro. Like, I've seen it around. You know, when they when they just choose themselves and choose to fully focus on themselves, forgive and move on. It's literally the same thing when it comes to also forgiving your toxic parents and all of that. Because if you are still angry and all of that, it's just going to, you know, like hurt you. It's going to keep hurting you more and more, you know? And there will be no end line. There will be no nothing. The very worst thing about these things is that people that you are angry with don't even give a damn about what you are going through. You get what I'm saying? So it's really, really high time you pick yourself up and fully focus on yourself. There's so much glow that comes with the journey. So much glow that comes with the healing journey. I know some guy that was in a relationship, right? In a relationship, and he got so used to that relationship. The other one, I don't think it was toxic and better. It was great. It was good. They were cruising nicely and all of that. But then, my relationship, so because of the guy, you know when you get so used to your person, right? That you guys are meeting somewhere, and all that. So it literally became that to him. And then vele now later on he found out that now the girl is cheating on him and all that, have been cheating actually, and then he decided to, you know, like walk away from the relationship and whatnot. And I'm telling you, I kid you not, nigga is taking care of himself. I swear, if I was not in a relationship, oh my, bro. And I'm like, yeah, where have you been? What was that glow? So body you're not even that dark. Like, what have been wrong with you? So it's exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same thing, you know, when it comes to forgiving your parents so you can still just move on with your life. The other thing that you can do is examine, pardon me, the context where your parents malicious or just ignorant. And when it comes to this, sometimes people do wrong things because they just don't know any better, you know? And that's entirely different from someone who actively seeks to cause harm because they enjoy watching others suffer for their own pride or ego, you know. And at face value, that may sound superficial. Like, how can a person not possibly know that they are doing the wrong thing? So here's an example that I'm not going to give you. I've been giving you guys examples so many times, but then accept your parents for who they are. And when it comes to this, we as a society love to chop things up into simple binaries, love and hate, right and wrong, good and bad. And the truth is that there's a massive gray area between all these extremes, you know, and is within that gray area that a majority of people fall. Not every love is some brilliant romantic story. Not every hate is entirely unreasonable or unjust. Justified. Sometimes people who do right also do wrong, and sometimes people who do wrong can do right. Good or bad? Well, it's not that most people are good or bad. It's more that some people just aren't that good at all. You know, they may not be the bad people, but they are just not very good people either. So if your parents aren't good people, it's not reasonable to accept them to be anything other than what they are. You know, so people can change. Most don't though. Change is very, very difficult, and it requires changing one's mindset towards the world and making old bad habits and replacing them with new ones. You know, most people could also do that if they really, really, they are committed to it, but they don't because it's hard and they don't, or they have stuff to do. So they have to go to work, raise their family or whatever it is that they are feeling with their day. But also, this is also reminding me of something that I said earlier on, that, you know, it comes with a mindset. As much as we, you know, like go on about like changing people is so difficult and whatnot, we're not changing people. It's not about changing people. It's about changing the mindset, you know, for them to really understand that we understand what you went through. We understand where you guys are coming from. You are maybe not necessarily really bad people, but this is what you went through as kids, you know, and you felt like it was okay. You know, it led to an extent where you had to accept that maybe this is the right thing to do. Maybe it's okay for my parents to insult me. Maybe it's okay for them to say all these things to me. You get what I'm saying? To humiliate me, to discriminate me, to not be supportive, to say the most hurtful things, to keep reminding me of my mistakes on a daily basis, you know? For as long as they are still holding on to that and feeling that it was okay for their parents to do that, obviously it's never gonna change. They will keep being those people. You get what I'm saying? But then if it gets down to a point where they really, really understand and remind themselves of how hectic it used to be, how they would always go to bed crying, you know, how they were always angry because the parents were saying the meanest things to them and all of that, you know, if they truly don't want us to go through the same feelings, then they'll go right ahead and not do that. It's something that really, really just comes with the mindset. Don't allow your past to define your future. A common problem people run into during their healing process is feeling as though they are doomed to a particular path. You know, just because they experienced something in their past, they must also just hold on to the dysfunction or problems that arouse from it. You know, and as a result, they trap themselves in the area where they cannot progress because they tell themselves that they can do better or be better because they experienced a particular thing. You know, at some point, that kind of thinking needs to also be released. Yes, no one really has a choice in the traumas they have suffered or problems they have encountered. But these things will, you know, like come just from the natural flow of life. But if you cling to them, they can continue to harm you for as long as you're holding tight to them. You can also just make better choices than your parents did if you allow yourself the freedom to do so. You know how to not treat your kids, what kind of behavior is unacceptable, and how to better navigate the kinds of problems that you have faced. And this is valuable because it's a much different world for mental health than even 20 years ago. So there are so many more resources available to people willing to use them. Instead of clinging to that past, instead of focusing on improving your present, which will lead to a better future. And my kids are so lucky, man. My kids will be so lucky because mina, itandi no mochiri ne. I know how painful it was. I know how hectic it was. I know all that. And I obviously don't want my kids to feel like that. Not a day in their life to be the ones crying on social media, telling others or telling their friends. I don't want conversations with their friends to be about me and how bad I am to them and how I'm insulting them or doing all that. If they are talking about me, telling their friends about me, they better say, yo, my mom is the one, bro. My mama is Benedictine, that one. She's such a sweet mother. Create healthy boundaries. And when it comes to this, healthy boundaries are an essential part of any healthy relationship. And boundaries can also help inform other people how to treat you and treat others. For example, suppose you have had a bad relationship with your parents. In that case, it may be time to set up and enforce some healthier boundaries as they can no longer harm or interfere with your life. Exactly the same thing that I'm doing. A parent who is unapologetic may not feel that their actions were severe enough for you to have a problem with. An abusive parent who denies their actions may not ever give you appropriate space to heal. So the solution is to create that space for yourself, you know? And that may mean also going no contact with a harmful parent, but sometimes also going no contact is too much or not viable. Instead, you limit the connection you have and the ability to be in your life. You know, creating that space will also just give you room to deal with your own emotions and let those wounds heal. It's much harder when you have the offending parent constantly sticking their nose and poking your wounds with their fingertips. It's the hardest thing ever, you know. And the type of boundaries that I've created, I think these are the same boundaries that I've created with my parents. We don't talk like that no more. You know, we do talk, we cool like that, but I'm not the type of daughter that will be calling in every now and then, day in, day out. Hi, mama, just saying, nah, You know what you did, my mind, you just don't want to heal, and I can't deal with that, because obviously if I allow you in my space like that, then you still keep poking me. I don't want to get triggered, dog. Good evening, Eagle FM. Woo! You guys are killing my ears. What's going on? Go right ahead and call me in studio before I leave. The number in studio is 8336609 1. The number in studio is 8336609 1. Let's have a conversation. What are you adding to my tips? Look for the good. And when it comes to this, bad parents aren't always bad people, right? Some people are just bad at being parents. You know, so some people are toxic or abusive, but sometimes as a parent is much better friend than a parent. Now suppose you can look at your situation and find something positive or good, it may be worth holding on that to help contextualize your parent. Your parent is, after all, just a person, and people are usually a complicated mess of good and bad things. You know, you may also find that you can have much better adult relationship with your parent as a friend rather than their child. You know, and after all that, as an adult, it's your life to live. You can choose how you want to conduct it, what you want out of it, and how to go about getting it. You check. So that being said, you may also be able to find any good in your parent or however they treated you. That's okay too. Some hurts and traumas are too great for any positives to be found. Do seek professional help. I spoke about this earlier on. Accept the journey ahead of you, and finding forgiveness for your parents or anyone that wronged you is not something that will happen overnight. Not at all. It's going to take time to see the journey through its end. So let yourself feel what you need to feel and keep moving forward along your path. You also get to the end sooner or later. People will tell you what you should do and shouldn't do. For example, you should forgive them because they are your parent. Same thing I was talking about earlier on, excuse me. You shouldn't do that. You should feel what you feel, nothing more, nothing less. By allowing yourself the freedom to progress on your own path, you also be able, or you will be allowing your brain to process the emotions that it needs to process to move forward. And something that I quickly want to say when it comes to this, reason why a lot of people tend to alcohol, they tend to drugs and all that, is because they don't want to be human beings. They're like, nah, I'm going through a breakup, but then honestly, nah, you know, through that breakup, it had been 3 months, nigga, all that hand is clubbing day and night because she doesn't understand that the reality of human nature is emotions and feelings. At the very end of the day, there is nothing. There are just things that you can't do when it comes to life. There's nothing that you can do about death because that's something that came in life, obviously. You get what I'm saying? Literally nothing that you can do about it. And when it comes to human nature, obviously, eh? You only, that's why when you die, they say rest in internal peace, because no more pain, no more nothing. That peace, you know, forever. Go rest now. You get what I'm saying? But for as long as you're here, dealing with abusive parents or dealing with whatever in life, you are going to feel something. Obviously, you have to go through emotions because that only defines that you are a human being. But some people tend to just, you know, like, be like, nah, man, this nigga can't do this to me. You know, I'll be drinking. And on the days when you don't have money to drink, what are you going to do? Are you going to sue? And that's when you become miserable now, you know? And it's the same thing as your healing journey will never start. It will never start because you don't want to feel anything. You are going through a breakup, but you don't want to feel that pain. You don't want to get numb in your emotions. Cry if you have to cry. Eh? It's okay to not have appetite to eat because you're going through a breakup, my sister. It's okay. It's painful. It's all that. You know, Mina, I went through so much in my life, ne? But trust me, there is no emotion or feeling I've never felt, you know, through all the things that I went through. I never went out to drink to be like, nah, man, I can't be the one dealing with such things, bro. You know, this nigga or my mom, or I can't be dealing with such a family. I can't. I'll just become an alcoholic. I've never done that. You get what I'm saying? Because also now you turning to alcohol because of the things that you're going through. Mind you, the consequences of alcohol. It's reminding me of my niggas that called me. Shout out Louis. Louis and Vetate, is it Gebard? You know? My niggas that side, they're always listening to my show. I appreciate you guys, man. Genokwai hankara muna mesela mono munengwa the chili chili mutu mermandi sengwa the mani mumalio makaya rushe no mesonda because my niggas never fail to call me. You know, Gebard, that the Gebard called me. Was it on Thursday? Shout out. When I'm in Windhoek, I'll obviously make a turn there and just come say hi. Shout out, Louis. My people in prison are always listening to me. It's the same thing. It just reminded me of something that I was saying right now that, you know, when you don't want to be human, you don't want to be a human being, you know, and feel what you need to feel. That's how people now turn into alcoholics. Could I know, man? Me now I'm just going to be smoking. I'll be a very careless person. Like, I don't care with anything anymore, man. You know, I'll just be drinking. Let me drink my drinks and smoke my weed and do all of that. Mind you, the consequences of alcohol and weed and all of that. A lot of my brothers, my bros, my G's, that are in jail, that are in prison right now. Some of them, a lot of them, the ones that I spoke to, they went in due to things that they did because they were under the influence of alcohol. And not the only ones, not only the ones that I spoke to. I know most of them literally went there due to the consequences of alcohol. So now look at you. Dealing with abusive parents and you're like, nah, I can't deal with this family. Let me go drink my alcohol. Vele, vele, you do something on Mbea, you are drunk, you're under that, eh? Mungaha me fight up a bam, unonde weke, 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 eh? Kucha iti tulgu dengwa kwa jimenme jiga. Mwe ngonme mbele, chaka, chaka, and you're probably for hasumbarane, eh? Where are you right now, my brother? Those things. Let's allow ourselves to be. My bro, now to face and engage with some things. There's nothing that we can do about them. As hard as it may be. Grief is something hectic. It's something ugly. There's nothing good about it. But you have to feel it. Whether you like it or not. Because you're human. The only way you can't feel anything, you know, is when you're gone, when you don't breathe anymore, when you don't inhale and exhale anymore. There are young people that are committing suicide because they are just so tired of being human. They are tired of feelings. They are tired of emotions. But there are just some things we can't change because it's a reality of life. You check? Please, man, don't be the person, eh? If you are dealing with toxic parents, please, please deal with it. Deal with it. Go through it, my sister. Go through it. I know you are tired. But it's okay. It's okay. And I'm telling you, let me tell you a secret, ne? Behind all the things that you go through, ne? To my brothers and sisters that are going, to my brothers and sisters that are in prison, ne? Let me tell you guys one thing. I'm so sorry. Let me tell you one thing, ne? Behind everything that you go through, I'm telling you, there's always light. Always light. It might take forever. It might seem impossible, but there's always light. I think on social media, was it on TikTok, on Instagram, or is it something that I saw in the newspaper last week? There's a lady that was she getting released, I know. You know, I think she spent some years in prison because she, I think it's something that I read in the newspaper, because she acquired baby dumping, or something like that, koka toilet, you know, and the reasons that she was giving were, the reasons she was giving apparently is because the father didn't stick around, or the father was not around, the father of the child and all of that, you know, and she just decided to do that. Did she not go to prison, you know, for so many years and all that? But
kid you not, ne, to all the ladies in prison right now, probably listening, ne, the ones that did that, you know, there was, I understand how hectic and how bad it was and how it seemed impossible and how you just didn't know what to do with yourself and all that. But trust me, there was going to be light at the end of the tunnel and at the end of the challenge or whatever thing that you were facing. So you dumping the baby and putting organunamo plus can was never the solution. You know, and this is a conversation that I was even having with, it's just how my conversations always, always get triggered, you know, by a lot of things. And that's how I just, you know, like, it's also reminding me of a conversation that I just spoke about it right now, the lady that dumped a baby. You know, it's reminding me of a conversation I had with a friend. She's a nurse, right? And I asked her, because there were so many that year, I think it was last year, baby dumping stories were happening left, right, and center. And then I asked her, Kucha, you guys are nurses. What information are you giving to your patients? And I know she hayako mathura and whatnot. Don't you tell them, Kucha? Don't you give them the type of information, Kucha? If you don't want to, if you cannot take care of your child, or you don't, like, you're scared of that and all of that, there are options like this. And all of that. And this is the way to go about it. You know, Shashi, if you are giving your child to a pangero, obviously there is nothing like you going to prison. You are not killing somebody. You are like, Mina, I can't take care of this child. Let me give this child to the government. Instead of now the young girls finding them. I'm like, what are you guys doing in your hospitals? Are you guys giving this type of information? Like, yeah, we are giving, we do that every morning at the assembly, but people just don't listen and all that. But also, hello, man. If you went to prison just because of a breakup, simply because you didn't want to be human, and feel whatever, and you decided to turn into an alcoholic, or you just want to be, you know, ngenge sundonu inofua, or chinganga mithicho numba, or something, itokothaka. So how you get chikonga kuchachika zape nini? Ono kuge chikongi. Kuchota zine kopiene spaka uke chikonge deep down. In Ombili there, you have to go there just because kucha ngaitiko sangengi nandini ngachaka unumarunduki thike mwenye theni na mwari ke muvururu mewa chake mwenye theni. Hello, this is life, my brat. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like not going through challenges and stuff. Nothing like that. You know, so yeah, man, if you are dealing with abusive parents, you know, I don't want you to turn to alcohol. I don't want you to tend to drugs. I don't want you to do that. But I want you to go through your feelings, because that's how the healing journey will start. Trust me, it's not going to last forever. You'll be proud of yourself one day, Kucha. You are never new. I'm a victim myself. I know what I'm talking about. I've been through the up, done all that. You know? And it worked for me. By the way, days where you just wanted to give up and be like, "Yeba na man, what am I doing? Is it really worth it?" Trust me, it is. Trust me, it is. That guy that left you, because now, he just doesn't want you anymore, and you have a child, you have his child, and he's getting married to somebody else. And then you now decided to okumfikira Monduda. There was a story, I think I told you guys. Okumfikira Monduda, you are now in jail. It's because you didn't want to go through any pain, forgetting that you're human. That obviously somebody leaving me, somebody that I loved and adored, somebody that I shared, somebody that I saw a future with. I thought I was in something stable, and this just happened. It overall first tanaga. But it's exactly 11:47. This is the Thorn and Digest show. I'm your host, Benedicta. I hope you're having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday evening wherever you're finding yourself. I'm almost done with you guys, but I still have a few minutes. I'll be right back after this. Please don't go anywhere.
Let me tell you my story. Nimezaliwa Kigoma, Tanzania. Huko kijijini Kasangezi. Hapa mjini nimezamia. Ndoto zilikuwa kukata somo. Makafa kwa mziki zikahamia. My daddy, I'm sorry. Kanisani ukupenda uliposikia. Kama utani sinikaza kuimba. Mungu sasumani nikakutana na peka. Akanipiga kampani japo kuna walopinga kwamba sina kipaji. Itinaza chini chini mara kolda na pima. Atapengwa na nani muha wataka pima. Nikajipa tumani ipo siku nitashinda mala mola ndo paji. Now I make my paper. And I bless my family. Kuna walio nicheka. And in the vibe I can't be. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Usikate tamaa na Mungu anakuona. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. Usikate tamaa, angaika kila kona. I remember mama told me, my boy, being a damn wana wema. Watakuchekeaga usoni, ukiwapa kiswa wana kusema. Usifadhi chuki moyoni, yalipi mabaya kwa mema. Jifanya ukumbuki uyoni, numandikwa na vosema. Nili mtanguliza Mungu kwa sala. I'm so msala. Thank you, Mr. Vabuyem. Gina, support me. Nabati too. Shut up.
Good evening, Egalevel.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yes.
Did you change it?
Did I change the
topic?
No, I didn't change the topic. I was just giving examples to something relatable to the topic.
Okay, now give me one.
I must give you what?
Otonata?
Eh, that itonata with the quick. Why are you saying I changed to the topic?
I was talking to my mom.
Oh, no, I can never change the topic, Aka.
Mara, what is the new dimension? The additive of what you set off, apart from what you discussed.
What did I?
The new things.
The new things that I added. Oh, I'm trying to tell people to be human beings and just accept it, you know? Because there are people now that are finding it so hard to forgive the parents because of what they did to them, right? And then they turn into alcoholics, or they just want to drink alcohol and become drug abusers because they don't want to feel anything. Because it's that anger that you're holding in kucha. How could my family do something like this to me? And then you turn to alcohol, and that's how your healing journey will never come. Because every night you're out there drinking, and then when you come back home, you just sleep.
Can I ask you one question? Can I tell you that alcohol is not a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
Alcohol is an option.
Yeah.
And it's something that I really enjoy. I can never drink alcohol, even if I argued with you. I can never drink the no one in the group.
That's you though.
No, I'm the group. That's the truth.
About everybody else, or what do you mean?
Yeah, like I'm telling you, if I want to see the Prime Minister, I can talk to the Prime Minister quickly without any.
But that's you, Uncle Donata, and it works for you, but it doesn't work for everybody.
It's not about working for you.
It's about what?
Do you know why?
I
drink alcohol, but I don't smoke. It's because I know it's a toxic tonic.
If you drink and smoke.
Okay.
No, it's a toxic one if you drink and smoke.
ite o katonika kaka niko shipongo.
Mm-hmm.
Already alcohol, I can minimally control.
But there are people that can drink alcohol and never control themselves.
No, they, and then they smoke.
No, but not all of them smoke. I'm coming from something, I'm coming from a place of something that I've seen. There are people, because you said you're not the type of person that goes out there to drink so you can come and tell somebody what you want. But there are people that get strength from alcohol. When you can't do it, but somebody else has to drink to be able to get that strength to tell you what I want, because now it's like I don't know where I am.
Guy, I drink for fun. And because I have access and the excess of it. Any type of alcohol, but I'm not a fan of. No, I mean to say, I drink beer.
No, but that's beer. But do you... Are you getting where I'm coming from with my point that I said?
Oh, why don't you put your hand up? That's why I'm saying, even now, here, I was having something in my fridge, and then I went back to my friend at his bar. So that he can go and destroy it. Because I could see at his own bar, he cannot stand in it. And he ate a kutakora.
Oh!
This friend of mine is my lecturer. It's my friend lecturer.
Yeah.
I swiped it in. And then I said, there is something in the house. Let me go get it.
I love it for you. I love it for you, my dear. If alcohol doesn't do anything to you. But I have to wrap up. I only have 5 minutes, Uncle T. I think we'll talk tomorrow. Please do call me, hey? You have my number, right?
No.
I have to close off my show. Only a few minutes, Uncle.
What to me is a messenger.
I'm
a nigga, David, I'm bold. Jumping no more, this I don't love for you. Now I'm Kali, but since take it, I'm bold. I'm not gonna be just on the corner. Na doma isha safari ni bado safikaga long way to go. Ila na yona fakali kulala wakika na kula suka before. Na doma isha safari ni bado safikaga long way to go. Geto na kibakari kiangazi masika jomfuwa kote toko. Now I make my paper and I bless my family. Kuna walio ni cheka never
kupata we mdori kwa jili yangu Mungu wame kushusha kitungu wendo latha ya mtori ama nyama nyama kwenye sambusa akichugu ni mzigo na torodi hadi nguo inataka pasuka msupu mwenye macho ya gorori rangi kama unaoga mafuta. Oh my, I don't like God, you change my life. In your eyes, I don't like. Girl, no, you changed my life. When I die, I do need a my yam. Sick it up, my idiom. See, Jenny, give me a to the yam. kuna kuna Mama siemi Nabaki na jimunya Ah, mama siemi Nabaki na kuna kuna Mama siemi Nabaki na jimunya Allow me touch you, baby, oh. Allow me kiss you, shitty, oh. Allow me touch you, baby, oh. Allow me kiss you, yeah, yeah. Jojo, jojo, umeumbwa ukaumbika. Shavu dodo, uzako na malizika. Hauna nyodo, uwe kwangu ndo malaika. Usilete zogo, umwezako atanizika. Baby naona, wewe ndiye hawa. Na mia damu, nipeleke kila kona. Nairobi sawa, na Dar es Salaam.
Oh, that alcohol apparently doesn't have a problem. Yo, man, my brothers that are probably listening from prison are like nodding their heads right now. Like, it's these men doesn't even know the reason why we're here right now. Hey, eh? Doesn't know the reason why we tend to eat okatete kesugo. Doesn't even. What are you talking about, Uncle T? But I mean, yeah, man, it's exactly 12 o'clock and this was the Thought and Diet show. I'm your host, Benedicta, and I'll definitely see you guys tomorrow, same time, same place. I love you guys and good night, everybody.
Siku inaanza nikiwa huru na mwenye furaha. Kwa sababu nyumba yangu pamoja na gari, nimevikatia bima na Resolution Insurance. Afya ni kitu bora zaidi, nimejikatia bima na Resolution Insurance. Lakini hata vifaa vyangu vyote vya studio, nimevikatia bima na Resolution Insurance. Resolution Insurance, tunalinda unachokithamini.
Put your hands together for
Posiki, kama pani simi kanza kuima Mungu sasumani nika kutana na simba Akanipiga kampani japo kuna walo pingo kamba sina kibaji
Nakupenda maraika
Maraika, nani mewaribu sana o ingrosi
Mungu unafanya mazoezi nji hapo eh?
Yeah.
Nilikusikia, nisha kupano watangia mazoezi
No
Seiki
Tina zanda nindani mara hama anabimba Atapendwa na nani makonde watanda himba Nikajipa kimani ipo siku nitashinda Mana mola ndo mpajiri Now make my paper And I bless my family Kole walo nicheka Enzi na vaga kanda mbili Never, never, never Never, never, never Mama told me, my boy, binadamu wana wema Utakuchekiaga usoni, ukiwapa kisogo na kusema Usifadhi chuki moyoni, yalipe mabaya kwa mema Nifanyu mkumbuki ya oni, domandiko na vosema Nili mtanguliza mungu kwa swala, magafakaja mzungu kusara Thank you, my baby
happy. You love me, you support me. I love you too. Shout out to my nigga, just show me bango. Jabu like it, chopa, I got love for you. Nyamambari, burba, nante chambo. Wame tunapita, so mi komi. Nego maisha safari, mi baro stupikaga. Long way to go. Ila na yona fadali, kulala wakika na kula soka izo. Debe pazizi alimbagara, tandika kimara na kari ato. Geto na kibatari, kiangazi masika, jombuwa vote yako. Now I make my paper, and I bless my family. Pole walo nicheka, enzi na vaga kanambili. So